very intelligent. The Poles have done just the contrary. They have done more to propagandize and to bust up things than they've done to settle them. And they do have a good population in this country. And as you saw their mean statement yesterday, they said that we had been very pro-Jewish and anti-Polish. So they want to affect Dick Daley's groups a little bit by pointing out how anti-Polish we are, and they're blowing that up, which is not true at all. But the only thing I want to do, I just want to be damn sure that some of my people are not. Now, first, they ought to be discussing sites in a general thing. There's not anybody in the Foreign Relations Committee, except perhaps you talking to individuals, can do a damn thing about it except hurt him. And if it's going to be in the paper, it's the last thing that ought to be done. I'd rather give a war plan than to give information like that. The second thing, I think it's photographing him wrong information. It's implying that some people in authority might do something that they can't do and we wouldn't think of doing. That's the second thing. The third thing, I think that it knocks us off of what we're on and it busts the damn thing up. We've got a chance to go to some of these other places which you alone know. I wouldn't get them in the paper. I'd do it individually with them. Do it quietly, and after it's done, if it works, why, there'd be plenty of credit for everybody. If it doesn't, that's all we want, is the results. If it doesn't, then we'll start some other new plan. But I would hope this week that we'll get reactions one by one on these other proposals. They're not to me. I'm not asking them. I'm not suggesting them. It's not even coming from you. But I think you could pull an end to them and do it on your own without any official authority, but just say, I'm just wondering why in the living hell they haven't got representation but a half a dozen places, 8 or 10. I don't see what's wrong with Tanzania. I don't see what's wrong with Cairo. I don't see what's wrong with Algeria. I don't see what's wrong with Indonesia. I don't know why in the hell they don't talk in Laos.
Well, I said yesterday. I didn't think they were angry at cooperating with so long, but regardless of that, why can't they put a place by Algiers?
That's all right. That's good, but I would do it. I wouldn't do it in the paper because they'll think maybe we want to do it then. Everything you say is read there and is used, and they do not honestly think that you are as fair and objective as you think you are. They think sometimes you're doing this on the basis. They quote Mansfield, and I think he's doing it on the basis of what I told him to do. But hell, that's the last thing I want him to do. And that's the way they interpret it, and they misconstrue a lot of these things. So the best way to do it, I think, is somebody that does know you pretty well, like the Ukrainian, or like the Yugoslav.
Well, how are like Yugoslav?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what they don't to show much. We were rather in our relations with them. They have been pretty good. And the Yugoslavs, the Romanians...
What about the Belgrade? Do they have representatives in Belgrade?
No, I don't think so. It's very peculiar places they've got them. They got them in Paris, but they're just no good. And there's nobody really trusts them there. And this fella, there's a lot of complications. The best place that I can see, if I were just God or a dictator and had been appointed, I would take Laos. They have a very competent, one of their experienced men. They've selected him, as a matter of fact, to do a lot of their stuff. They call him in all the time. He moves into Peking and Moscow and all around. And we don't have the top people, but we have a facility there. And they come over to our house. Now, they don't have any feeling. Just like you'd walk by here and see me, and I walk out your house tonight. And there's a very good relationship. And we're exchanging things every day. I don't say that literally, but I mean we do it frequently. We would think that's good. And the same thing is true in Indonesia. We have a man named Green that's, we think, pretty good. And they have good men there, and they get along. And we don't think that these folks are prejudiced too much one way or the other. We think that would be good. We don't know much about the Algiers. We don't know much about the Cairo. We don't have a man in Cairo. But we have some fellow there that runs the office. Our ambassador's not there. Nick picked some professor, and he They broke relations, and we just got a man there. But we think that this man could, if we had to, we haven't decided any of these things, but we think it would be something to talk about sites with. Now, their whole history is using these things for propaganda. They've used stop the bombing, they've used this and that. We think that when we made this initiative to them and supplemented by my not running, that they got a hell of a reaction, that they had to come up with something. And they had to do it quick, even though there's no indication Peking approved it. There's indication the Russians did. When they did this, they came back and said, okay, we'll take Warsaw. And of course, we had to come right back and say, well, now, Warsaw is not a... We didn't reject Warsaw. We just said that Warsaw's got a lot of problems there, and we think you ought to be able to have your people. If you want to talk to the Soviets, if you want to talk to the Chinese, we don't want to have a place where you can't talk to them. They don't have to sit in a meeting. You might want to talk to a liaison officer in the same town or country. And we wonder if what's wrong with these places, Laos, Indonesia. Said, and we were very careful in this operating procedure. We had said we'd speak to anybody, anywhere, anytime. But that is a private meeting. That's not one publicized. We wouldn't ask them to come to a meeting where Hanoi couldn't come, for instance. And since they want a public thing, and they did it through TASS and publicized it, obviously, we have to go to our proposal. Our proposal was Geneva or any other suitable place. So suitable is the key word in the proposal. Although we'd said something 3 years ago, I expect that the circumstances don't apply to this at all because we... So then they came along and said, well, it would be Warsaw or something mutually acceptable. So mutually acceptable, they're two key words. Now the question is how to find of 123 nations something is suitable and mutually acceptable. We've not got any guidelines that are rigid. They say, I say, we've got to have communication. We don't say we have to have anything. We just say some of these things are desirable. For instance, I would say to Rusk and Dead that I don't think that we ought to want any place where Russia and China could be present if they chose to be and if they wanted them. Because I don't think they'll make a basic decision that'll take them out of this war without at least consulting them. Do you?
No, I would think that they could agree, of course, that's one of the conditions that would go anywhere unless it could be done.
Now, the same thing is conversely true with us. The South Koreans think that they're going to be a second front and they're going to be attacked any day. They're just climbing the walls out there. It's unbelievable. The same thing's true with South Vietnam. They're taking every step nearly we're asking them to take, they're taking them. Corruption and putting their men in and drafting and everything else. But if we say to them, we've accepted the place here and we can't tell you a damn thing about where it is, we can't discuss it with you while you're there, you can't even have a liaison officer. I don't think they want the delegation at all. But you can't do it. Then they just say, we're selling them out. We're getting ready to move out and assassinate them. And it just makes them frightened to death. So what we've got to do is have some place. And the first thing we say to everybody, well, do you think it would be reasonable if Indonesia, could we bring our press? Would you allow them in? Generally, we think they would. Well, we know damn well what they've done in Poland.
What does the Poles get today? They didn't let anybody in?
The Poles have just this month taken action, cut some of the principal representatives of our people out on... We know they do not want the Jews of any kind in there. They just turned them down, specifically by name. None of them tell us this, but our own records show that people like Tad Schultz, the New York Times, and this is very confidential, has been rejected. Dan Morgan, the Washington Post, has been rejected. I've forgotten the number of the other leading papers, maybe the Los Angeles Times, or maybe Time or Newsweek, I've forgotten the others. I remember Professor Eli Ginsberg of Columbia, but for the reason that one of the members of the Columbia Board of Trustees talked to me about it. And that's just a recent thing. Now, I'm a beautiful thing to set up Birch's garden as a goddamn site. Was my problem in this year. And there's no reason for it as long as you've got Laos, Indonesia, Algiers, Bucharest, and all these other places where you have none of these problems. Why would you want to reward a goddamn country that's doing all these things? I'd much rather go to Czechoslovakia or Yugoslavia or Romania or Algiers, at least not in the limelight as an operational thing. So it's kind of like asking the liberal like Wayne Morris to come down and sit in the jury with the old man Jim Johnson and John Bell Williams and Bilbo. It's not too bad at all. We've taken everything. If the 123 nations of the world, there's no reason why it has to be in two places.
No, I don't think they have any good cases at all.
We have a good one. We're willing to go damn near any place. The only point I'm making is let us try to make them act on that. And we have said to them, you name where you'd like to go. You see? Now, while they're doing that, we're up talking side among ourselves. That's not good, Bill.
Urging him to go somewhere else, get somewhere.
Well, we're going to do that. We don't need the urging. God knows I'm just plowing every hour that I can. And I know that the killings are taking place.
You think there's any hope on a fellow like this recently out there, Ashmore crowd?
No, Ashmore is, I'd just rather deal with Ho Chi Minh direct. It's not, you can't do much with Ashmore and Bags. They just use Ashmore and Bags and Collingwood to pressure us, propaganda us, and make us look stupid. They can deal with us every day at Laos or any of these other places. They just use them because they come in and write columns and suit them. It'd be just exactly like if I took some of their agents here and used them. I think Ashmore serves them more than our USIA serves us. I've always thought so. When you told me, because I respect you and I want to work with you, I sent him over there. And then he made it appear that he was kind of an official agent of ours.
I didn't ask him.
No, but you just said that I ought to see him, and I said...
He came back.
Yes, that's right. That's right. But I say after he came back.
Well, he asked me to...
Sure. You talked to him down in Florida, and you thought that he really had something, and... That's right. I'm not talking about the before he went. I'm talking about after he came back. And I called him up and told him to get him in there and talk to him. I told him now, quit messing with him, because they just confuse it, screw it up, mess it up, and go around implying that they've just visited with the president or with the secretary. This is the position. And about like we had Dodd or McCarthy, somebody doing our negotiations. They have neither the experience or the training or the objectivity or the attachment to the government that does it. I've studied everything they've said and done, Ashmore and Bags and Collingwood. They tried to use Walter Cronkite, CBS decided to send Collingwood. They just used them, that's all. And they're using us. Let me read you a letter just confidentially for a moment, if you want to. I just got this morning from my daughter. This will have to be a very quick letter. Big things are happening. The enemy is launching an all-out attack tonight. By the time you receive this, you'll know whether they did or not. In any event, they've increased their activities very significantly in the last 48 hours. Today started out as a paranormal day. We visited the headquarters 40 minutes, received a care package from you. They gave it to me not in front of the men so it wouldn't embarrass me. Then they made a special point of telling me how well you look. Talking about somebody from here that seemed Less than 30 minutes after our group met, one of my patrols got ambushed. Took a really heavy fight to ever get them back. We had many wounded, only one killed in action. Fortunately, the sad part was, I just promoted this boy a few days ago. I then had to send an emergency mortar resupply to a unit that used up all their ammunition in trying to support this ambush.